Information Monday. Always got a lot of things to talk about. Coming off of a weekend that for some really is not a weekend. Hey, I did get to, I'll get to that later. Spike, remind me, talk about the Cat Named Mo Rock show. Briefly. Briefly.
Okay, that's too long.
How you sniggers, Mike?
Man, I'm stuck like this girl at the parking lot. She was walking through, I was in the car, and she was just walking through the parking lot, and I could tell she was a beggar.
One right here?
No, it was at a Lowe's.
Okay.
I could tell she was asking for money.
Pray tell, Spike, what are the warning signs of someone out grifting for the coin?
They looking around for people to get out their car, and then they walk to the cars, to their cars, and then it's people say no and walk out. So I just happen to be...
Ooh. You really detected that out, didn't you?
Oh, listen, I'm nothing getting by this detective of the
not
year.
Not at all, Columbo. Go ahead.
So I'm sitting in the car, and I was on the phone, and I was just watching this girl walk by trying to ask for money. So then as I did that, so another car parked across the street, across the parking lot from me. So this guy gets out and starts walking. So she's attacks him, pounces, and says, I don't know what it was, something for money, money, money. And he stops and starts digging in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
So I said, now is my time to go.
Yes, now's the time to break.
So I get out and I start walking. And as the guy was handing her some money, she looks me in the eye, almost like, hold up, brother, I want to ask you a question.
Good on her.
You stuck right there.
Did she say she wanted to ask you? Oh, she just gave you that look.
Hold on a second.
All right.
While I collect this other man's money, let me holler at you. I'm like, get out of here. I said, that's a person there is stuck.
Oh.
So what do you do?
Well, if you have some change in your pocket, you throw some change.
No. If you're the person begging, grifting, and you ask somebody for some money, and as they're handing you the money, you see another bag.
No, you have to.
You
bird in the hand. Yeah, absolutely. Because she pisses him off, and then he wants to snatch his money back, and she runs over to you, and you won't give her nothing. Yeah, exactly. No.
She's
even in the begging world, there needs to be a sense of decorum. I say that there needs to be. I don't know what the rules are or the particulars.
That was funny.
Well, what happened on the come out?
Yeah, so as I'm coming, I say, oh, I know she got to be out here looking, you know, like Girl Scout cookie women. I'm not disparaging the Greek Girl Scouts of America.
It sounds like you are. It certainly sounds like you are.
Now, actually, she wasn't there, so I was able to fly back and get back in my truck and leave.
Yeah,
but I'm wondering, would I have given her some money if she'd hit? Probably.
Pray tell, Spike, what were you looking for at Lowe's?
It was some Lakeland stuff.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. Do you realize you can... Forget it.
We got a story if we ever have time.
We're going to have plenty of time. But before we get into your Lakeland story, what did you do over the weekend, by the way?
Friday, I stopped at my watering hole of Hootress.
Right. Man, I haven't been there in a long
time. Stayed up there for a good little bit.
Long minute. You must have lost my number like you lost it at the Florida Cracker Fish Company.
Was that Saturday I went to the Cracker Tea? Yeah, it was Saturday. Saturday I was sitting around like, man, I thought about the fish and grits
shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits I had, and I said,
yeah. That they brought in, Blair brought in to us when he was hanging out on Friday night with us.
So I didn't think, I said, man, I'm hungry for something. So I went up there. And here's a funny story. So I called you, but your number was it rang busy.
Oh, well, did it? It rang busy?
Yeah, I ain't never known a cell phone to ring busy.
Yeah, me neither. That's interesting. Interesting. Okay, Spike. Yeah. But thanks for thinking about me.
Oh, I did. Actually, I thought about you because of Friday.
I know. You just didn't do a follow through. But whatever.
My phone was busy. So I go. I'm standing in line to order, and then this lady comes up and she says, you ever eaten here before? I said, yeah. She said, the food is good. She says, what do you like? And so I'm trying to slyly read the menu, right?
Right. You don't remember. First thing out of my mouth, the catfish. The crab balls. I mean, yeah. I'd say everything.
Yeah, I did. I said, it's all good. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything specific. She said, what's the best thing here? I couldn't think of anything specific. And I was like, And I said, hold on a second, let me get you a menu. But I was, you know, they say you don't ever go to a supermarket hungry.
Right.
Because you just start buying junk.
Uh-huh.
Especially at the checkout line.
Right.
So I was hungry, but I didn't know what I wanted. So when I got up there, I said, hey, give me the hamburger and the shrimp.
You got shrimp and grits again?
Without the grits. It's got, okay. I got a shrimp plate and a hamburger plate.
Why didn't you get catfish?
It didn't pop.
All right.
It just didn't pop. I knew I wanted shrimp for some reason. I wanted shrimp.
Right.
But then when I got there, I said, and the hamburger. And I started reading it with the cheese and the bacon. I said,
oh, that hamburger is fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's my go-to. Mm. That and a couple of white cans, and I had a good time.
Oh, man, well, about what time was this?
Mm. It was daytime, so. I think I was. Your phone was busy, dog.
Yeah, I think I was. I wasn't free anyway.
Yeah, you had a baby.
I literally had a baby because Melanie had to go visit her father. So she left Friday at 10 in the morning. So as soon as I got off Federale, and it was Bowie and myself. From Friday.
Welcome to the thing called life.
Until the better part of Sunday evening. We had a blast.
You should.
Yeah, we buddied around and all of that kind of stuff. Every now and again, she got on my nerve, but, you know, whatever. That's what kids do. What'd you do yesterday?
The Mac is back, baby. Return of the Mac.
Really?
Return of the Mac.
How so, Spike?
I went out to play baseball.
No. You ain't stopped by a mutual friend's house and hang there uninvited for the better part of 3 hours.
Yeah, but that was after the mate.
Okay.
I didn't play. I just got the smell, the aura of the baseball.
Yes.
And then
with your team, right?
Yes.
Never played better, I heard.
Best we ever did. They needed me.
They were inducted into the Hall of Fame based off that one game. Sans you.
I was over there waiting, and I said, "I'm going because if you ask for an invite, you'll never get an invite."
You got to just go.
And I don't like going to people's houses uninvited. That's a given because I'm not a fan.
That's a pop in. You don't want the pop in's not cool.
I'm not a fan of people coming to my spot or uninvited.
Right.
So,
nobody ever comes to your spot because you don't invite nobody.
Word to the mother. Word to your mother.
And I'm being serious. I don't know.
Maybe, serious.
You got some boys that I don't know about that are over there on the regular.
Brothers, guys.
Yeah. This nobody I know ever has been in the inside. Has Wells been in the inside of your house?
No.
Dizzy?
No.
SBK?
No.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Mo?
Who?
Mo.
You?
Yeah.
Hell no. Yeah, you ain't never going to get in there if I can do it. What happened is you will go in there and you will see my neon black African black tiger poster, and then you come back and talk about it on the radio. You know, with the black light on it, and
please
the black
tell
Jesus
me you,
playing
please
cards.
Tell me you don't have a black Jesus playing cards with a black light on
it. It's Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Please tell me you don't have Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and a black Jesus sitting around a poker table with a Black Panther playing cards.
Why not? Do you have a David Bowie anywhere in your house?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right,
I do.
Then, so we even.
I do.
Right?
What songs Malcolm X write? What songs Jesus write? Black Jesus.
Listen, like what we like.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I
did go by my girl's house and sat up there and had a good time.
It's so funny because I talked to her at length. Maybe a month and a half ago, and I was supposed to actually call and then follow up with what we had discussed. And yesterday, it's so funny, last night, maybe it was the night before last. Either way, it doesn't matter. It was Sunday night. I said, let me give Lynn a call. I called her. She didn't respond, but then she texted me about 30 minutes later, and we had a long text exchange. But out of nowhere, it's just funny that she was on both of our radars.
You serious?
At the same time. She's happy.
Yeah,
happy,
yeah.
From what I understand.
Love being a hermit.
Yes, yeah. Well, you see, you know the house. I'd hermit there all day, every day.
Why?
Because it's a great place. It's big. It's spacious. It's open. It's got a beautiful back deck.
But
upper deck.
It's your house.
Right.
So you see it every day.
Absolutely. Spike, that's the dream.
You,
the dream is to build a house or have a house where everything you go out for is there.
That's your dream.
Well, I think it's a lot of people's dreams. I mean, when you don't have to go out and as much, and you don't
I mean,
when you reach a certain age, Spike, when you're done running the streets, you are not done running the streets, Spike.
That's probably it.
The streets will eventually have to kick you out.
They're gonna tell me the party's over.
Some of us leave the streets before the streets leave us.
and I don't understand it. How are you enjoying your life sitting out there looking at the same pool, the same walls all the time?
I don't get it. Spike, every day gives you a different view. And if you don't understand that,
I can't help
you.
You a goldfish?
Spike, I'm just telling you, it's a little existential, but it's the truth. Every day.
Little legs? What legs got to do with
every
it?
Every day. What?
You said little legs.
I said it's a little existential.
Oh, okay. I said little legs. What the hell? Dude, I heard what I heard. I was like, little legs?
Every day, Spike, gives
so you
a different
every day you
view.
Can sit there and look at your house and see something new.
Absolutely. 100%. Or see something you need to be done. Or see something in a different manner. Or see something the same that just affects you differently based upon that. Absolutely. 100%.
So you can look at your brand new refrigerator 7 days a week and see something different.
I can get a different appreciation for it. I can appreciate it that day like I appreciated the day before.
Go ahead, Nemo.
Damn, I'm so glad the solar company blew the power out of that old janky-ass refrigerator and had to buy us a brand spanking new
one. Okay, so that's Monday. When Tuesday, look at it and say what?
I say, God damn, that's a good-looking refrigerator.
Right. So the next day,
it still looks good.
It's the same thing.
But I appreciate it in a different way. But I'm not trying to be that literal. But yeah, everything that I have there,
whatever collection
on the wall, I look at it and go, man, and I think about what it took to amass it. I think about absolutely. Man,
that is a life of a hermit.
I'm not a hermit because I'm out. I mean, I'm out two separate jobs. I'm out doing projects and whatever. I'm out. A hermit never leaves.
So what are you then? I'm home all the time, but I get out all the time? What do you call you?
I call myself someone that has has what they need around them for the most part. Now understand I do need to go out to Hooters.
I see myself as a person who has everything around me.
But I got three jars of Hooters hot hot sauce and breading, and I got some chicken in the refrigerator. It ain't the same. Nah, you know, I like to go out to a restaurant every now and again. You know, but listen, I think there are as many people as you as there are of me, and it just depends on what you have. But going back to what started the conversation, yeah, Lynn's a hermit. Lynn is a hermit.
Yes.
But if you're going to be a hermit, she surrounded herself nicely with a place to isolate herself. That's what I would
say. I'm not arguing with you, but that's a matter of opinion. I was watching some movie, and Ice Cube was a hermit. He was living in a basement under a drainage ditch somewhere.
Okay. Well, clearly, we're talking about two different things.
It was a stupid movie.
Yes, it was a movie. Ice Cube only has really maybe two, three smart movies, and the rest are dumb.
It was a dumb movie. It was with Lil Bow Wow.
He was
living in the projects, and he won the lottery.
It was called the lottery ticket.
Yeah, okay.
I believe so.
And you remember Ice Cube living under...
Do you think I saw that movie?
How do you know the name of it?
Because I'm aware of films even if I haven't seen them because I am interested in cinema. And yeah.
I'm aware of films even if I haven't seen them.
Like, I'm aware of bands that I've never bought an album or CD by. But I'm aware of them because I read about movies. I read about music. I read. I gather knowledge, Spike. Yeah. Now, so yeah,
it must be hell being you,
Spike. I promise you, there are movies you're aware of that you haven't seen.
You mean movies I heard of?
I mean, there's plenty. We don't need to go.
I was gonna say, what's the name of that movie when the guy was a scientist and he was selling crack? It's not a movie. It's a TV series. Show.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you know Breaking Bad,
yeah,
though.
I've
you've never
saw
seen
it. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I know the lottery ticket.
I don't think I've seen all the opposite of Godfather, but the other ones. Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, right.
Yeah, I've
right.
Never
but
seen
you're
it.
You're aware of it.
Right.
Now,
okay.
You, Spike, you've known me, what? A decade plus man and boy. What about me in your 10-year, decade plus years of knowing me makes you think that I would go to a movie starring Lil Bow Wow?
I saw you do a video with putting a clown nose on.
That has nothing to do with Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
A video with a girl putting a clown nose on,
Lil Bow Wow.
It was germane to the narrative of the song, Spike, and the video.
Okay. You have a fixation about the lottery.
Ooh,
you fixated. Just got lawyer
no,
then.
No, I really didn't. I'm not fixated on the lottery. I'll play the lottery, but I'm not fixated on it.
So you put on when Wells used to do a story about somebody won the lottery. Oh, man, they got my money.
I detest people that win the lottery over me.
Okay, so
I'm not fixated.
Whatever word, so subtract the word fixation. And insert, you are something lottery. This was about a lottery.
I just played the lottery. That's it. But I don't want to watch a. Forget the lottery ticket.
Take the L on this one.
Forget the lottery ticket. I'm just not going to see a movie that's starring Lil Bow Wow. There's nothing in a movie that's starring Lil Bow Wow that's for me.
I just like seeing Lil Bow Wow. I think that's what it is.
I'm just telling you.
Why not?
Because
his name is Lil Bow Wow.
That's one of the main things. Yes, Mike. I mean, if you want to pin me to the wall, yes, because his name is freaking Lil Bow Wow.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.